Is Makarish Baruch who came to Moshe in the snare, lay with Tisa Shinemar, Vayista Moshe upon of Moshe held back his face and look at the snare. So first one the Yemen says it was like a little trainer. Why didn't you Moshe look at me? And next one the Yemen says, no, it was a schut. O plig is a trashid Rev Yeshua ben Kochom, Shemanisho Yakach, you say Moshe got an Einish, because he didn't look. So the other Akach, Ad Rebbe Shmuel, Shoma Kibul Scharal there, Pufaket, he says Moshe got Schar for this. Lakas upon him, ki korven or upon him. Yitmunas Hashem Yabut, Zemaro Achurim. That's to see the back of Hashem, Kashinem, the Tifri Kesha Shotfilim, Niachuruvu, Yamunel Kashibrochim, Niachfilim. And of course, Moshe was Zoicha to see Hashem. Hey, the Tmunas Hashem Yabut means Moshe was able to see Hashem. And we said before, Moshe saw Akash Brochu's Kesha Shotfilim. Right, the Basi Roisias Kapai, I'll take away my hand. Roisias Achori, you'll see my back. That's what Hashem told Moshe. Omer Rav Choma Babizni, Omer Rav Shimon Chasidon, Melami, Shema Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe Kesher Shel Tfilin. And Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe the back of his head, that means the Kesher Shel Tfilin. So exactly what it means, where Hashem wears it and what, we don't understand, but it was some midrash that Moshe saw the Kesher Shel Tfilin. So Yom Rav Yechon Mishum Rav Yosi. Kol diba v'diba shiyotin afi HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'toivah. Whenever Hashem sends something l'toivah, afilu al t'nai. Even though there are conditions, when it will be good, l'chozah boy. Even if it's noyim anat mekayim, Hashem is never chozah. It always, he does it. Minola mi Moshe, Rabbeinu. Shenemar heref mi meinu v'yashmidom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arayim l'klai Yisrael by the eagle. He said, come Moshe, I'm going to kill our klai Yisrael, v'yes ha'oyschu l'goy, and otzum, and I'll make you for the army Yisrael. So after God, the boy Moshe Rachmi Allah the Milso Butler, even though Moshe was Mispalo, Yechal Moshe, and he got Akadosh Baruch Hu to be Moshe Klal Yisrael, and he didn't kill them. Afilu Hachi Ukmi Bizari. Still, Moshe's kids was zeich to be a goy godel. Shenema b'nei Moshe Gershom b'Eliezer. It says v'yir b'nei Eliezer Rechavia Harosh, or b'nei Rechavia Rava Lamala. It says how many kids did Rechavia? That was the grandson of Moshe Lamala. Rava Lamala, tremendous amount. Betoni Rav Yosef Lamala Mishishim Rebuya, more than 600,000 kids. That's what came out of him. Okay, so from Moshe's kids alone came out an arm like Klal Yisrael. Asti Rebuya Rebuya Ksivach Rabu Lamala Ksivachim over there Yisrael Paro VaYisrael VaYirbu. And by Klal Yisrael we know they had the Shishim Rebuya. Omer Rav Yechon Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yochai Miyoyim Shevor Hakadosh Baruch Hu Es Olam. He's nobody called HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this name of Odin, Hashem, like we say, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, Odin. Atshebo Avram, Vekor Odin, Shinemar, Vayomir Adoni, Vameida Ki Yerushenu. He was the first one to say with this Lashon. Rashi says, Adoni Elokim, Siv the Aleph, Dalet. That was the first one to written with this Aleph, Dalet. So say this, in Taylor, Vekor, Berech Hashem, Elokei Shem, I said before that in Psukim, Yisloim Adosim Eino Ba'alav Dalet, Shulosh and Adnus. They said Hashem's name. In other words, people were masking the such a Zach of Hashem, the Hashpo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But Losh and Adnus means that he's the Odin. He has the complete power and the complete rule over the world. That's the word marked until Avram Avinu came. Avram, he was the first one like to be Mamnach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, but the Torah is an Odin. Like we have a master over us. That was the Kayach of Avram Avinu. Omer Rav after Neil, even the Neil Lenena didn't have a schus to be answered. Ela b'shvil Avram, with the same midah that he called Hashem Avnus. Shenema v'yater shema l'kenu al tefilas avdecho. V'yaltach nuna v'arfenecho al nefeshef Hashem in laman Hashem is laman chomi boili el laman Avram shekorcha odin. Is even the Neil when he davened to Hashem, he said the schus Avram that called you odin. V'yomer Rav Yechonin. Bishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai, minayin shein meratzim loy liyodon b'shas kasei. The same Gemara we had before. This is a modern Wadi Gemara repeats it again. So I think the Tzlach says it's another man the Yomra. It's here to Rav Yechon Bishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and we're saying over now all his memories. Before it's a different man the Yomra said it. He says also the same Gemara. You shouldn't be meratzim. Don't go to somebody when he's still angry at you. Wait till he calms down first. Shenem upon a yelcha v'chneis lecho. Hashem said, told Moshe, wait till my kaas goes away, and then I'll talk with you. But the shas, the person's kaas for you, don't go to Mephayisim then. You're just wasting your time. V'yom Rav Yeshua, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai. מיועים שבור הקורש ברוך הוא את הלומוי לאי הוי אודם שהוידו לקורש ברוך הוא. And nobody went to thank הקורש ברוך הוא for the טייבס that Hashem did to us. עד שבו עשו ליה, until ליה was the first one. לאי הוי דוסו, she was מיידס הקורש ברוך הוא, שנאמר, הפעם אוידס השם. As it came to the fourth child, Yehuda, she just said, הפעם אוידס השם. The first three children she had, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, she called them for reasons. She had reasons why she named them. When it came to Yehuda, she had no reason, just Yehuda. She wanted to give Shvach Vaido back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And she was the first one to give Vaido to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Trashe Pa Moidiyot Hashem, the Vishiros of Ruch HaKodesh, She Yaakov, my Mishnei Moshe Shvotim, that they could have 12 Shvotim. Veloi Arba Noshim, and Yaakov has four wives. The key when she owed the Ben Revi, as soon as Leah had the fourth child, Hoidis Al Chelko Sh'ola Yosem and Achesh Ben Mahiyalo. That the three Cheshbon, there are four Noshim, there should be 12 children, each one should have only three. When she had the fourth one, she had more than the other one, so right away she gave her daughter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Vaisat is a Shvach, but that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to give back her daughter thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it's in the Maral, when he talks about Nagoda, Gvuras, Alakam. When he talks about the Gvuras Hashem, he talks about the Indian of the Pesach B'nai Seder, and really the Pesach says, Mi Lamala Gvuras Hashem. We're not the one to give Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because who are we connected Hashem? That's his kash really. How do we have a whole Seder B'nai Pesach B'nai to give Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who are we to give Shvach to Hashem? So the Torah says in the Indian of Hoidur, we ask always what we do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah Shvach, the Torah thanks. For Hoidur, no matter who you are, you give Hoidur thanks back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says like the whole Pesach night, the whole Seder Dikur is not so much our Shvachim, but our giving Hoidor. You're like thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Torah that he did to us. So no matter how small we are, you can always give thanks. This was the meter that Leah started. The Indian, if you get things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lavdav, you have to give him Shemach back, for the Indian just don't push it. Give Hoidor, give a thank you back. Ruvei, that's the Mar. What Amr Rav Lazar, Omru Leia, Ru'u Ma Ben Bini Leben Chomi. He's in the word Ru'uvein, we'll soon see tomorrow, comes out that Shemos means something. A person has a name, from his name it affects him. He does things because of the name. So Ru'uvein, what's the mile of Ru'uvein? Omru Rav Lazar, Omru Leia, Ru'u Ma Ben Bini Leben Chomi. The difference between my Ru'uvein and Ben Chomi means Esav Rosha. Dilo Ben Chomi by Esav, Afagav Demi Daita Izav Dilim Chirosoim. His Esav sold the Bechor from his own das to Yaakov Avinu. He sold it to Yaakov. Still, Chozi Maktid, at the end, when he realized it, Pshat was the beginning, Esav was a big fresher, and he was hungry, and he wanted to eat something. So it's Kedayat came to sell the Bechor to get the chowin teeth. But later on, after he got finished eating, he realized what he did. It says, Vayishta Esav as Yaakov. He mamish hated Yaakov, the fact that he sold him the Bechor. He was angry at him. Hey, you tricked me for two times. That was the Rashi B'Tal has a shmuz about Esav Rosha. Says Esav Rosha really, some of us learned he was a tzitzel tzaddik, like he was mekarem kibud avim. In other words, the pshat was his kop. He had tremendous machshavis because his bal taive was too great. He couldn't control himself when it came to eating. Or to do anything for taive, he couldn't control himself. That's why he came to eating. He was a big bal taive with kedai to sell the bechorim. But afterwards, he realized he did something wrong. He was angry at Yaakov, and he had tainas on him. So the Farshim say that Esav died, they chopped off his head, and his head fell into Martha Machpelah. But some say that really his cup was a good cup, like he meant well, just that his body had too much control over him. He couldn't control the tainas. But so B'shas Meister, when it came to food, he sold the B'chayra. But after that, he had Charota. The Yitzhak was Esav. He had tainas to Yaakov, and the Farshim, the Pasuk said that he wanted to kill Yaakov because of that. Dilu bni mashen came by Reuven. Af agav da korkes shok le Yosef with chirosoi. Even though that Yaakov gave the bechor away from Reuven, he gave it to Yosef. Tichsev uvechil lo yitzui olav chali yitzui olav because of the chet that Reuven did. Is not the bechorosoi levnei Yosef that Yaakov gave the bechor to Yosef. Afilu hachil le Yaakov nebei. Still Reuven didn't have any kinah connected Yosef. Tichsev ayishma Reuven viatleyu miyodem. Reuven was the one that gave Esav, let's go and save Yosef. That's the midah of Reuven. Reuven, Ru, to see how good my son is going to be. even though he had a reason to be Makana Esav, still he...
Yeah.
Some guys got pictures ready. Someone can't. Yeah. Good. Yatzlein liyodim. The Yisrael Ishmael Ruvain Yatzlein liyodim, it says.
Yeah.
Trashi. Ru mad ben benila ben chomi. Al shema osid, because of the osid, koro shemoi. He called his name. Kedi armin le kamon, shemoi gorim. Like we'll soon see, a name is gorim. Because of your name, things could happen. That's what Leah like gave this name Ruvain. Ru, how good he is. Nacha name is Ruth. But the more my Ruth, what's up? His name was Ruth. Omer Reb Yechnin Sheh Zochta V'yot V'menu David Sheh Riyu L'Kodesh Baruch Hu V'Shirus V'Shirus Bochit. That she was Zeichet to have David that made play for Tillin. South Ruth again like Shirus is in Ruth. But the more now Minolam D'Shmo Gorm. How do we know the shame of a person that has some Sheikhas to you? It makes a difference. Omer Reb Lezem D'Yom Akrol. Go look at like the mapelus means the bed the churban that Hashem made. Asher som shamayt borit. The Kosh Baruch Hu Poshit made the whole world shamayt means destroyed. He destroyed the world. So not the world, the churban abayit. So the Gemara al tikri shamus told me lost in shamayt. He destroyed it. El shamayt means name. The Mashal's mazvah is not nice. It's like. B'miyachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Shamas, to say like he destroyed. It's not a nice thing. So we'd rather dash to say it means Shamas. That means that there's an inyan from Shamas. From here we dash in that the Shamas, the name, has some koyach in a person. Right. So Yom Rabbi Yechonim Yishrim Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoy. Koshe taru b'yisrua b'toich b'yisrua shel odom. Somebody has a bad child that gives them a lot of tzoros. We'll soon see like David had. Avshalom is it's worse off Yosef and Mechemus Goyga Mogad. That's worse. You have bigger sorrow there than the Mechemus Goyga Mogad. But this is a lifetime sorrow. You have a bit, Charles, give you life, he'll give you sorrow for the rest of your life. Shenema, the Rai is from David. It says, Mizmo le David, the Vorchon of Avshalom Benoit. That when Avshalom and David ran away from the son. Uksiv Basri says after that, Hashem, Morabu Tzorai, Rabim Komam Olai. Says like, how much sorrow, Morabu Tzorai, how many sorrows I had from my son Avshalom. Vilu Gabi Mechemes Goy Gomogog, when David spoke about the Mechemes Goy Gomogog, says, Lo Morog Shu Goyim Lumim Yegu Rik, that's all. It's why are they going to be Rikshu? Other the Ilu Marabu Tzara like Siv. David didn't say how much bad the Tzara will be for the Mechemes Goy Gomogog. So Pashi goes, that's going to be one time, there'll be Mechemes Goy Gomogog, that's it. Vashenke and Zohat, your whole lifetime to have a Ben, Ra, that's worse. Because the Mother Kasha, Mizmo le David, is this true? Mizmo le David, Baruch Hu Avshalom Benoi. Because the Gemara, Mizmo le David, a David sings. Akino le David mi boiler. He should have said David cried. Akino, his David had to run away from the son Avshalom. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Avishalom. Moshe loma David daima. What's the Moshe for this? Lo adam shiyotzal of shtarchoy. Somebody got a psak for night. The judge, you're gonna have a shtarchoy. It'll be bad for you. Is Koydim Shapora before he paid off for your otis. He felt very, very bad. The Yachas Shapora, after he paid off the Choyb, whatever he had to do, after he got his Zaynish, is Somach, he was happy. Is Afkan, the Afkan by David. Kivon Shomla Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hinani Mekim Olecha Ruami Besechom. Hakodesh Baruch Hu told David for your Zaynish, you're going to get that there's going to be bad, mi Besechom. His Zayotis, David felt very, very bad. Omar Shem Revit, maybe one of my kids will become an Evit. Or Imamzel, there'll be a Mamzer who. So Lechayus Alai, there's no Yichus after them. So he felt that we have a terrible son. Now, Kivun the Chazad Avshalomu, now that he saw that Tzaros is only from Avshalom, of the Gefort, it's his son. Avshalom was still David's son, Somach. And that Moshe felt good. Therefore, David said a Mizmor. As Abi, it's your own son, and it was Miachas after him, David felt good. And after the Kach, at the end, it says, even after Avshalom died, and David cried out 7 times, it says in the passage, B'ni, B'ni, B'ni. That 7 times David cried, and there was tefillah, that the 7 tefillah took Avshalom out of 7 maduras to Gehenim and took him into Gan Eden. And that's what it meant that David, even though Avshalom wanted to kill him and was so bad to him all lifetime, still to his son, it means a lot to the father. So the father Avshalom was David's son, he felt good about it. And at the end, he was responsible for him. 7 tefillah, he should go up from Gehenim into Gan Eden. So you do a nice to say Rabbi Chaim Shalevitz, He used to go daven by Yad Rav Sholem. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a monument that Rav Sholem himself made, Yad Rav Sholem. He knew he has no kids, he made a monument. So Rav Shlomo Chaim used to go daven there once a month. So to me, they ask him, when are you going to daven by Yad Rav Sholem? Rav Sholem was a big Rosh. He wants to kill his father, he took away the Malchus. He's a tremendous Rosh. What's up if you're going to daven by Rav Sholem? So Chaim says he had a tremendous hergish. That Rav Sholem was the son of David. The Emerson, he was the worst son possible, like we're saying here. It was come out worse than Mechemus Goy Gomogu. But when he died, though, David cried terrible for him, and he cried seven tefillahs that he should go out of Gehenim. Because the pshat is, Gafar, the father has Rachmanis on his son. No matter how bad the son is, be he's your son, a father has Rachmanis on him. So Chaim had the head, just used to dive into Kodesh Baruch Hu. He used to say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're your son. So no matter how bad we are, you have to be good to us. You have to do good to us. Gafar, we're your son. So you have that hergish by Avshalom. And no matter how bad a son could be, if it still were a son, it was still a bonus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he has passed Mizmah, David had a Mizmah. Gefort, he had a son. It wasn't the Mams, it wasn't the Nevis. Right, of Yom Rav Yechonim Yishim Rav Shem Ben Yechoy. Mutil is Goros Rishoyim Bolam Azeh. So you're allowed to start off with Rishoyim on this world, even though there's a Ksas Takona, maybe they'll beat you up, they'll go connected you, you're allowed to start off with them. We'll soon see exactly what it means, how far. Shenemar Apostle says, "Oizrei Torah Yehal LeRoshay." People that leave the Torah, they'll praise Rishoyim. Of the Shomer Torah, people that Shomer Shatorah, Yisgaru Bom. They'll fight back. They'll be Misgaru. They'll start off with the Goyim. Tanya Nami Hochi, Rabbi Stoyb, Rabbi Mosen Oimer. Mutil is Goros Rishoyim B'Lamazir. You'll have to start off a gift to Chocha, like warn the Rishoyim, tell them, don't do the bad things. Shenemar, the same posuk, Oiz v'Torah Yehal L'Rosha. People that leave the Torah will be Mahal L'Rosha. Of Faker, Tzadikim, Shermit Torah Yizgarabom. So the more of Yim Lasha, what am I a person to think to himself? Lest Akasha, Vokhtiv, another posuk says, Al Tizcha B'mrayim, don't be Mitzchaber, don't come close to bad people. Al Tzakana B'yoyse Yavla, don't be Mekana of their learning, means don't start up with people that do bad. The Gemara Emeloi tell him, Mishaloi Nibai Naikfai, somebody has a bad heart, that means he feels guilty himself, Oimer Kain. And the real Ipshanah's last puzzle is like this. Al Tizcha B'mrayim means Liyos K'mrayim. Don't be close with them to learn from their bad mices to be like them. Al Tzakana B'yayis Avla, Liyos K'yayis Avla. That's all it means. Don't go after them, Al Tzara Toiv, to say, oh, how nice they are, and start doing like them. But poof, I care. Mutl is girls will soon see me today, Shemayim. If you're showing do bad things, you'll let us start up with them and give them service, but let people know they're doing bad. It's not nice to do. The Yom of the Pasuk says, Al Yikana Libcho Bechatoyim. He and Beyurth Hashem Kol HaYom. Don't go after bad people. Learn from them, but go after Yurth Hashem. But we're allowed to be Mizgar with Rishoyim. So the Gemara Eini Vomer Rav Yitzchok. Imroyis Rosh, if you see a Rosh, Shashom Techekasloi, he pumped now, has a good mazel, everything is going his way. Out his garboy, don't start up with him. Shenema Yochilu Drocha Becholei. Like, hold yourself back at all times. But at certain times, hold yourself back, be afraid of them. V'loyoy, Elisha Zoycha B'din. Sometimes the Rishoyim will win, it's not Adin. Shenema Mora Mishmatecha Minegdoi. That the Mishmah will be turned around to negate you. Because there's a mazel, and I'm old, Rishoyim have the mazel now. V'loyoy, Elisha Roya B'tzara. He'll see all your tzaras. Shinema ki tzara yafiach bem. He'll like blow at all his tzaram. His Rishoyim will blow at us. So Chorot Tzirah, the Tamar Lekasha. Ho b'mil b'day, ho b'mil d'shmaya. As meal the day, Sam the Rosh's own business for no reason, you shouldn't start off with him. You start off with him, maybe you'll get it back. But meal the Shemayim means where Rishoyim are doing bad things. And you want to be this girl like to make a protest and start off with them to tell people that they're doing wrong. The Shem Shemayim, that you're allowed to do. But meal the Shemayim, you're allowed to start off with the Rishoyim. The boy is saying, another terrorist says, no, could be Hobo or meal the Shemayim. Both Sukkim are talking about starting off with them to give them Techocha B'nei Shemayim, of Mitzvah. Lekasha, Haber Rishoy Shashom Mitzchekes Loid, Haber Rishoy Shein Hashom Mitzchekes Loid. Hey, there's such an inyan from a mazel that certain times you see a Rosh Hashanah has a good time going now. Then you have to stay away from him. I feel to give him the chacha to try and protest. Don't do it now. If he has a good mazel now, they'll win over you. But Shenkin, other times where he doesn't have a special good mazel, then you smut the Tlimus Garaboy. The boy you say Nachateret says Haber Rishoy Shashom Mitzchekes Loid. No, it could be both Sukkim is. Even though he has now a good mazel. Olay kasha. Hob it's tzaddik gomer. If you are a tzaddik gomer, then you have nothing to be afraid about. He'll never beat you. The rishayim, you could be mitgayer over them. Hob it's tzaddik sheiner gomer. Yomer Rav Huna. My dichtiv, what does the pasuk say? Lomo tabit boidin. Why do we see the bad people? Tachrish, we have to keep quiet. Bebola rosho tzaddik menu. That sometimes a rosh could swallow up a tzaddik. So you see, sometimes the rishayim have a koyach to win over tzaddikim. Is it true that a Rosh could like Boleya swallow up a tzaddik? I have a ksiv, another pasuk says, Hashem lo yazvenu biyodai. Hashem won't leave a tzaddik alone. O ksiv lo yunu a tzaddik alayin. Nothing bad will happen to a tzaddik. The Chur Asir in Tzukin. Here it says, the Bola Rosh memenu, Rosh a tzaddik. A Rosh will swallow up a tzaddik. And the other pasuk says, lo yunu a tzaddik alayin. Ela, like we just said. Ela, Tzadik mimenu boleya means tzadik gomereinu boleya. Means he won't be boleya tzadik gomer. But a tzadik mimenu just means you're a bigger tzadik than a Rosh. But you're not a tzadik gomer, he will be boleya. But a tzadik gomereinu boleya. So that's the terrace, like we said. By a tzadik gomer, you have nothing to worry about from Mishoyim. They can't beat him. But a tzadik is not a gomer, then he has to watch out the shots they have them out of. The boy is saying, Shom asacheket loishani. No, all these psukim that says loyuna tzaddik, loyuna letzaddik koloin, that nothing bad will happen to tzaddik, that's numala time. But there is such a midah of a mazel that when we show him have the mazel, now things are going good for them. Even a tzaddik amol could get bad from them. When it says even shenitmar gishus lamashchis ain't a mazchem mitzaddik l'rosha. Hey, sometimes the rosha has his koyach; he has the right to be governor now. Then even a tzaddik governor has to watch out for him. The Yomer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoy, Kol Akaveya Mokem L'Tfilosai. That's our Gersa, and the side some have the Gersa L'Tarosai. That even when you learn Torah, you should also be Kaveya one Mokem we have to learn. And the Pshat is like we said before, that's meaning of having more Kavana. If you have one place where you always daven, you always learn, you're used to that place, you could learn and daven much better there. Is Oyvav Noiflam Tachtav, all your enemies will fall down from you. Shenema V'Samti Mokem Lamil Yisrael L'Tativ. The shochin tachta, and they'll go like the goyim. They'll have to be under us. La'ir gezoit won't be afraid of them. La'yisifu b'nei avlo la'noisai, and the shoyim won't give us a pinek. Won't give us sorrows anymore. Kashev rishayna. Re'afuna ram iksiv la'noisai iksiv lechloisai. No mitzvetchila la'noisai. Beginning goyim, some want to give us little sorrows. Or the tzais lechloisai. Once they start, their kavanah is to wipe us out the gamri. But b'schus there that the kaveya mokum litzvilosai. Or mockim the terosoi, he'll have a skus, nothing will happen to you. All right, stop here.